This week, we are learning about a Gentile woman who is blessed for her faith in Jesus. She was stubborn, and she believed in Jesus enough that she would not give up hope. And because of her faith, her daughter was healed, and she serves as a reminder of the power of faith to this day. Stick around to find out more. Recorded at the Running H Studio, you're listening to Venture Tabernacle. It's like venture capital, except that the investment is made in your soul. This is where America hangs out to talk about anything and everything from a biblical perspective. I'm your host, Ty Hervey. Join me as we learn to view the world through the objective lens of the Bible. All right, everyone. Thanks for being back for another episode of the Venture Tabernacle podcast. If you are new here, this is the first time listening. We are in a series right now called The Sunday Sermon, where we're going through the gospel according to Mark, verse by verse and story by story. Our text for the day is Mark chapter 7, verse 24 through 30. I'll read it, and we're reading out of the ESV. It says, "And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and did not want anyone to know, yet he could not be hidden. But immediately a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast out the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, 'Let the children be fed first. For it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' But she answered him, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs.' And he said to her, 'For this statement, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter.' And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone." What a powerful story. And to help us understand this story, what I want to do is I want to take a look at the same exact story told from a different perspective in Matthew's gospel account. So we'll read Matthew chapter 15, verse 21 through 28. It says this, "And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.' But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she is crying out after us.' And he answered, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came and knelt before him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' And he answered, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' She said, 'Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus answered her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed instantly." Now, I wanted to read this different perspective because there are some important details that help us understand the story. Mark's gospel is like the newspaper of the gospels. It's quick, fast, and short. And Matthew gives a couple more details that help us understand the lesson that is being taught here. Now, when you first read this, you might think that Jesus is being a bit rude to this woman. You know, at first he ignored her, then he even went so far as to compare her to a dog. And it kind of seems like Jesus was being pretty insensitive here, if you ask me. Well, at least on the surface it does. But if we look a little bit deeper, we can find out exactly why Jesus acted this way, and he had a good reason. Here we have a woman whose daughter is possessed by a demon, and she is from the region of Syrophoenicia. She is a Canaanite woman. Now, why is that important where she's from? It means that she is a Gentile. And in the Bible, you have basically two groups of people. You have the Jews, also known as Israel, and the Gentiles, also known as everyone else in the entire world. And if you know much about the Old Testament, you know that the Jews are God's chosen people, and the Gentiles are not. What I mean by chosen people is that the Jews have a covenant or a deal with God that God will protect them no matter what. And so to understand why Jesus responded like he did in his story, we have to understand the mission of Jesus at this point in his life. And if you look in verse 24 of Matthew's account, Jesus says that he was sent only to God's lost sheep, Israel. He says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So what does that mean for us, the Gentiles? If Jesus only came for the Jews, what about the rest of the world? Well, if you look back over at Mark's account, we see a clause, a hint for the rest of us. In verse 27, it says, and he said to her, let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. The children are Israel, and what comes second is the Gentiles. The children must be fed first. They had to be offered the gospel before the Gentiles could be offered the gospel. And the response of the woman shows us God's plan for the Gentiles, for us, the rest of the world. She answered that even the dogs get to eat the scraps from the Jews. And Jesus responded, great is your faith. And he healed her daughter, cast the demon out, and set her life back on track. And when Jesus came to this earth, he came first to save the Jews. But they rejected him, just like the prophecies predicted. And because the Jews rejected Jesus, he turned to the rest of the world. If God's chosen people didn't want him, then he would extend his grace to everyone who would receive it. Now, to be clear, God's plan was always to save the Gentiles as well. But his original plan was for that to be accomplished through the lives of the Jewish people. That's why in the Old Testament they were set apart, that they would be an example and a light to the world of how great it is to live with God in your presence and lead people to salvation. But they failed over and over and over. That's what we see written in the Old Testament. And what we see in the New Testament and in this story is that because of the failure of God's people to do their job, Jesus came directly to the world to cut out the middleman and offer hope and salvation to all who would believe. Now, it may be offensive to be compared to dogs and to think that we get the scraps of the gospel, but if we understand just how great God is, we would understand that we don't even deserve the little that we do get. The psalmist said it well in Psalm 84, 10 through 12. He said, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the one who trusts in you. It is better to sleep on the porch of God than to be a king anywhere else in the world. Nothing compares to the gift that God has given us in his Son, Jesus Christ. He holds back no good thing from those who love him and follow him with their whole heart. We have a hope in a dying world because God has offered something better. And even though we aren't his chosen people, God still loves us enough to die for us, to make a better way, to graft us into the family that he has created. Will you choose to follow him and live in that better way? Or will you continue to run from his goodness? And that marks the end of this episode of the Venture Tabernacle podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I want to remind you that you are the marketing budget of this podcast. So if you got some value out of what you heard today, do us a favor, hit that share button, give us a 5-star review wherever you're listening. Let the social media world know that the Lord is working through this podcast, and we will see you same place, same time next week.